pagar the tickets?
The tickets are being locked up in the safe right now. They're going to bring the tickets tomorrow to this city called Tours, which is very nearby. And they have an Air France office, and we can have it accommodated there. So everything's all right.
Same plan.
Yes, everybody goes in the same plan.
It's just this is the first pamphlet that you ever printed?
No.
I mean in the West?
No, before coming here.
Oh, and then you brought it with you?
Yeah.
So Srimad Bhagavatam, India's message of peace and goodwill. 60 volumes of elaborate English version by Tridandi Goswami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, carried by the Scindia Steam Navigation Company Limited, Bombay. All over the world for scientific knowledge of God. Then it says, the sufferings of the entire human society can at once be brought under control simply by individual practice of Bhakti Yoga, a simple and easy process of chanting the holy name of God. Every country, every nation, and every community throughout the world has some conception of the holy name of God. And as such, either the Hindus or the Mohammedans or the Christians, everyone can easily chant the holy name of God in a meditative mood, and that will bring about the required peace and goodwill in the present problematic human society. Any inquiry in this connection will be gladly answered by Sri Swamiji. The Hindus generally chant the holy name of God in 16 chain of transcendental sound composed of 32 alphabets, as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. The Vedic literatures like the Upanishads and the Puranas do recommend chanting of the above-mentioned 16 holy names at a stretch, and Lord Sri Chaitanya, this cult of chanting the holy name of God, gave special importance on these transcendental sounds. In this age of Kali, or the age of hate, hypocrisy, corruption and quarrel, the only remedial measure is that every man should chant the holy name of the Lord, both individually and collectively. The glories of the holy name have been described by Sri Chaitanya in his 8 verses of Shikshastak, which run as follows. 1. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death, is extinguished. Such Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for the humanity at large, because it spreads rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of transcendental knowledge, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it helps to have a taste of the full nectarine for which always anxious we are. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living being, and therefore you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental potencies, and there is no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, you have so kindly made easy approach to you by your holy names, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. One can chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself as lower than the straw in the streets, tolerant more than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and being ready to offer all kinds of respects to others. O the Almighty Lord, I have no desire for accumulating wealth, nor I have any desire to enjoy beautiful women, neither I want any number of followers of mine. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. O the son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, and although I am so, somehow or another, I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please therefore pick me up from the ocean of death, and fix me up as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. O my Lord, when shall my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing incessantly by chanting your holy name? And when all the holes of hairs on my body will have eruptions by the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment as 12 years or more than that, and tears flowing down my cheeks like the torrents of rain. I am feeling all vacant in the world without your presence. I do not know anyone except Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain as such even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or he may make me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything, but he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. Chanting of the holy name of God is recommended for everyone, both for the mass of people and the class of people. Those who are scholars, philosophers, scientists, religionists, and educated may read the English version of Srimad Bhagavatam by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami with particular attention to the purports appended with each and every verse. They have appreciated the publication as follows. End quote. At a time when not only the people of India but those of the West need the chastening quality of love and truth in a corrupting atmosphere of hate and hypocrisy, a work like this will have uplifting and corrective influence. What is God? He is truth, he is love. Even an atheist must accept the supremacy of these qualities and how much they are needed by the people of the world who have been taught to deny God, and these qualities do not require much emphasis. The author has attempted a tremendous task. A pursuer will give us in the sample measure a knowledge of the original. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is the exposition of the absolute truth. We would recommend this book. And then another one. The editor's vast and deep study of this... It doesn't give who is speaking, just the quotes. The editor's vast and deep study of the subject and critical insight are reflected in these notes. We have no doubt that with the publication of these volumes of the rightful interpretations of the Bhagavatam, which has been the gift of Sri Chaitanya and his Goswami followers, has now been available to the English knowing world for the first time. The elaborate method is very helpful to the ardent student of Bhagavatam who lack in Sanskrit language. It is admitted in all hands that Bhagavatam is the most difficult text amongst the Puranas. The author richly deserves the gratitude of the devotees for his pious learned labour of love. And another one. These volumes speak very highly of Swamiji's scholarship and especially of his love of cultural pursuits. When we look into the enormous labour and sacrifice in producing them single-handed, and that too at a ripe old age of 68. We earnestly pray to the Almighty that he may spare Swamiji for all the years he may require to finish the magnum opus of 60 volumes and earn the love and gratitude of his fellow men in pursuit of divine love and grace, nay, of the entire humanity. You have done a first-class work, and you deserve the hearty commendations of every Indian, every Hindu. Your deep and penetrating study of the subject and your philosophic insight are reflected in this book, etc., etc. That's the whole pamphlet.
That was complete?
Yeah. You used to give this pamphlet when you first came?
Yes.
And there's a very nice picture.
Huh. Before coming here.
So you would be 69 there?
69 or 70.
Taken in Germany, I think.
Who's behind?
There's This is Hansa Dutta, Veda Vyas, and then some of the devotees, the Sankirtan devotees.
Yeah.
You're making a joke. You were preaching before that in India.
Huh?
You were preaching before that in India, though.
That way. Oh, yes. Went back to Radha.
In Vrindavan, you were just translating? Library party said that they everywhere in Delhi they went, they found that you had already placed your three volumes in Bhagavatam. The one in Washington, the Library of Congress.
Oh, they branch in India.
Oh. But that is where they have your original Back to Godhead. The first copy they have in Washington there.
From 1954 to 66, I started very hard. How long?
12 years.
Yeah. Let's finish on you.
One.
Roughly 1 year ago. I beat you and another.
Used differently.
Huh?
It can be used in different ways.
Yeah.
We always think of one yuga being like Kali Yuga. Or
yeah. That is a big yuga. It is small yuga.
It's very fortunate for us that you were so determined.
and that's already bad.
Here?
Huh?
Actually, I think most of our centers have got many, many vans and cars. Just like in India, they used to measure wealth by how many cows. In the West, they measure wealth by how many cars.
And we have both.
Yeah.
Cows and cars, both.
Yes. They like
singing club.
Oh yes, it's a very enlivening program. In the evening, it's very nice out of doors.
Yeah.
It's warm from the day. No one falls asleep. Except for the children, and that's very good. Because then they're quiet.
Small children, they also clap.
Yes.
Dance on the lap of the ball. Laugh, smile. Right?
Mm.
Also that children are on the back. Associated with you. that cheating is a good qualification, huh?
It's the only qualification.
You can cheat somebody and get some money in that way, yes.
Top class businessman.
Huh? Yeah.
First class scientist. And the best politician. Like in America, once they'd found Nixon was cheating, then now they're investigating one man after another, and everyone, they're finding all the same. Are the worst because they know the law, so they know how to cheat in such a way that they can stay within the law. They said Ambarish's lawyer cheated us out of so many things when we got that Detroit property.